One thing is for sure, it is cold, but the recalibration of the wind chill factor makes it tricky to compare current conditions to those from a few decades back. John Martin is a professor of atmospheric and oceanic sciences at UW-Madison. He says the wind chill basically centers on air temperatures and wind speeds at the surface level. Higher winds make for lower wind chills, but the formula was recalibrated a few years ago to more accurately reflect a feels-like temperature.
The values now for corresponding temperatures and wind speeds give warmer wind chill temperatures than the old scale, so that the scale has been revised to make it a little bit more difficult to get to the minus 35, minus 45 range as we did today.
Either way, this winter is Wisconsin's coldest on record since 1996. He says the coldest recorded temperatures in Wisconsin date back to the early 1950s. Sunday night's playoff game between Green Bay and San Francisco was likened to the famous 1967 Ice Bowl, but Martin says no records were broken temperature-wise.
Although the Ice Bowl is remembered as being, 20 degrees below zero or something like that, that was the wind chill, actually. The actual temperature at game time was 1 degree above Fahrenheit. I think it ended up being a little bit below zero by the end. It was windy, so it was miserable, but not as miserable as yesterday because we won then.
Martin says Green Bay's low temperature during the game was 4 degrees above zero. The wind chill was estimated at 11 degrees below. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.